Are you looking to make a podcast? Well, if you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. First off, it's free. Nothing is better than free. Am I right? Anchor provides creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more services. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership, which is very refreshing for very fresh, new podcasts looking to get their start. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Welcome back to the Swamp. Today we are going to be reading stories coming from hunters and the like. These people claim that they have allegedly gone out in the woods and experienced some downright unnatural and unexplainable events. Whether it be deer hunting gone wrong or something a little bit different, these stories will freak you out. If you have a story that you would like to share in a future video, be sure to submit it at swampdweller.net or the email you can find in the description down below. I would love to share your story with everyone here in the swamp. Now, let's get into these scary stories. About 2 years ago, my buddy and I, that we will call Sam, were going to do some coyote hunting on some land that was owned by another friend of mine. Now, to give some backstory, I was 22 at the time. And I've been hunting and have been in the outdoors since I was able to walk, and my buddy Sam has been doing the same. Now, the land we were hunting on was a 30-acre plot, and it was literally in the middle of nowhere. The nearest town was probably about 30 minutes or so away, and probably about 10 minutes away from the nearest neighbor as well. Now, if you're an avid hunter and outdoorsman, being as far away from society is what you look for when hunting or being out in nature. So, we got to the land around dusk. It's mid-October, and a little chilly in the Carolinas, but that made great weather for hunting coyotes. Now, to give you a layout of the area we were hunting, so you can get an idea, we were in about a 3-acre field about 100 yards from the tree line. Our plan was to try and bring the coyotes out into the opening to get a good shot. We sat up on the back of our trucks and set up all the calls and stuff like that. About an hour passed, and we had not seen much, and had not had much luck either. Sometimes we would hear coyotes howl in the far distance, but that was about it. A lot of people don't think this, but coyotes are very smart and can smell like a deer. So if they smell you, they will pretty much pick it up, and the whole pack will as well, and they will avoid you. So, my buddy and I decided to give it about another hour, and we would pack it up and leave if we got nothing else. Even though we haven't had much action, it was still fun to be out in the dark and in the middle of nowhere. Even though we were well armed with rifles, shotguns, and handguns on our side, it was still a little spooky to be out there, and it gave us quite a rush. So about another hour passed and I was going to retrieve my predator call, but here is where things get weird and, to be honest, a little scary. As I jumped off the back of my truck and started walking towards the tree line to get my call, that's when we heard what I can only describe as screaming. The best way to describe it is to picture a man mixed with a cow letting out a scream. I know that's weird. It's definitely a weird way to put it, but it's really the best way I can describe it. Now, as it let out the scream, I was absolutely frozen with fear. I've heard every sound that every animal makes, and this is nothing like I have ever heard before. So about a minute passes before I turn back to look at Sam. I'm still standing in place and haven't made a step forward or backward. My buddy's face looked just as terrified as I'm sure mine did. So I go to step forward to continue retrieving my call because I didn't want to leave it there, since I paid $200 for it. As I got to the call, it let out another scream. This time, it was louder and closer, and I felt my heart in my throat. So I grabbed the call and booked it back to my truck where my buddy was waiting with his rifle, pointed over my head just waiting for whatever it was to jump out and make us a meal. We waited for about 5 minutes and nothing happened. It just got quiet as nothing had ever happened in the first place. My buddy decided to fire off a round into the ground to scare this thing off so we could get into our trucks in safety. But as soon as he did that, all it did was make this thing mad, and we could feel it scream in our bones. We gave up on trying to be safe and jumped in our trucks and gassed it out of there. We got out of there as fast as possible. My buddy and I talk about this from time to time, trying to figure out what this thing might have been, but we never really got an answer. We haven't been back since. If anyone has any idea what this thing may be, please let me know in the comments down below. And thank you, Swamp, for sharing my experience. I know it's a bit short and kind of abrupt, but it freaked me out and I would really like some help. A little background information. I'm a 17-year-old white male. I grew up around guns and hunting my entire life. I compete in long-range shooting and I'm really good at it. I grew up in a small town of Monticello, Arkansas, and I've lived in the town of Strong, Arkansas, so it all started as a normal day for me. I woke up at 0400 to go deer hunting. I grabbed my .338 Lapua Magnum to go out deer hunting. Yes, I know, it's not an everyday deer rifle. This is my go-to gun. Well, I got up and was getting dressed, putting on my camo and getting ready to head out. I had the keys to my truck. Then I just got this feeling in my gut that something wasn't right. And I just pushed it aside at first and didn't think much of it. Well, I got into my truck and was headed to the deer camp. I arrived at the deer camp and took my keys out. I locked the truck and began unloading my four-wheeler. It was about 15 miles to my deer stand. I arrived at my deer stand at around 0543 hours. I climbed up and was waiting for sunrise. Sometime around 0630, I began hearing strange noises. Noises I didn't know belonged in the woods. First, it was like the ding of a bike bell. Then came laughter. And then screams. The screams I put off is just something like a panther or something, because there are panthers in this area. So I just went about waiting to see a deer walk out or something. I'm scanning everything in the hope of a nice buck. When I look back to the open field though, I notice something is off. Walking into the clearing was a man in a tux. It didn't dawn on me at first how weird it was. I was 15 miles from the nearest road, and about 30 miles from the nearest house. What the heck was a guy in a tuxedo doing out here? He would have had to have walked because I would have heard his ATV. Well, at this point, I'm worried about why the heck this guy is out here, and I'm sitting here watching him. Then, the bike bell comes from behind me. I turn to see what it is, and there is nothing there. I turn back to see where the man was, and he is now mysteriously gone. Also, note this is a big field, and it's a clearing that somebody wouldn't be able to just disappear in. It's like a big valley, if that makes any sense. Well, I'm looking, trying to figure out where the heck this guy went to. When I look to the right and behind a tree, I see the man. How the heck does this guy get to the hill in a matter of seconds? That's impossible. At this point, I'm scared for my life. So I pulled up my gun and put my sights on him. I took a breath in and slowly let out a breath and pulled the trigger. The gun goes off and I looked to see what had happened and he was gone. I don't miss shots very often, so what the heck happened? So I gathered all my courage and walked up to the hill to where this guy was standing. There, on the ground, was my bullet. I kid you not, it was like it just stopped and fell to the ground. I got onto my four-wheeler and booked it out of there. I loaded my four-wheelers back onto my trailer and went home. This is my first time sharing this. Let me know if you guys know what it might be. I have more stories, but that'll be for another time. I kind of think I might have saw a ghost or something along those lines. My dad told me this story a couple of times now, It happened when he was a teenager. He's in his 60s now, so it's been decades since the incident. My dad used to be an avid hunter. He hunted mostly ring-necked pheasants and bucks. It was the beginning of the deer hunting season, and my dad took his two best friends, Tyler and Henry, on their first hunting trip of the season. Henry mounted the rifles and shotguns on the back of my dad's pickup truck, an old Chevrolet truck that we still have to this very day. All three of them got into the truck, and my dad drove towards the mountains in Pennsylvania for a day of hunting. When they got there, Henry was the first to go and get out and unload some of the stuff from the back, while Tyler stayed in the truck and went to look at the map in my dad's glove compartment. All three of them were Eagle Scouts, so Tyler was marking the map for the best places to hunt. My dad got out of the driver's seat and went to retrieve the guns. Suddenly, a loud bang rang through the truck and Tyler slouched down immediately. My dad admitted he blindly grabbed the guns, not paying attention to where he grabbed a hold to. What disturbs him is the sight he describes to me as parts of splattered brains, skull fragments, and blood on the windshield on the seats of the truck. My dad killed Tyler, but he didn't mean to. The safety was off on one of the guns, and that one gun was pointed right at Tyler's head. My dad drove to the closest hospital, since there were no cell phones then, and Tyler obviously couldn't be saved. Henry and my dad attended his funeral, and after the incident, my dad never went hunting again or bothered picking up a gun. In my opinion, I think it was Henry's fault. He mounted the guns into the truck, so he must have noticed the safety being off one of them. My dad, after all these years, thinks of himself as a murderer, and even though it was a complete accident, the moral of the story is, always check to see the safety is on your gun. You never know what can happen. Life is too precious. This happened back in November 2017. I was deer hunting on some public land on a lake that is in Oklahoma. The spots that I hunt on are old railroad tracks from the late 1800s to early 1900s before the lake was even built. Along the track, you can find remnants of old houses, buildings, wells, and things like that. There's a small creek that runs along the edge of the railroad track. Across the creek is an old town where everything was demolished in the process of creating the lake. There is even an old abandoned cemetery in the woods near the town. There are not many houses anywhere near where I hunt, just woods for miles upon miles, and a few houses on the border of the public land. So, now that you know the lay of the land, I will get on to the story. I'm a 16-year-old male, and I have been hunting basically my entire life, and have had many strange occurrences happen while hunting, so I don't really scare easily. I hunted this particular spot for over 4 years at this point, so I know the area well and can quietly get to my stand without being noticed by the game most times. This particular morning, I wanted to be in my spot extra early. I got up about 2 hours before legal shooting time. I got my gun and my gear and started to walk to my stand. I had an uneventful walk to the railroad track, but when I got there, I started hearing it. When I got to the track, I had about a 400-yard walk to get to my stand. When I first heard the noise, I immediately got chills. The noise was a very loud whistle-type noise that lasted for 1.5 seconds, and occurred in about 5-second intervals. Guess where the noise was coming from? You guessed it. Straight from my stand. I stayed where I was for about 5 minutes, listening to the sound. At this point, I figured out that the noise wasn't coming from my stand, but past my stand. So, me being the avid hunter I am, decided to risk it and go to my stand anyway. I slowly worked my way to my stand, stopping every few steps and listening, then continuing on. I was being as vigilant as I could be. Finally, an hour before light, I make it to my stand and climb into it. The noise, oddly enough, is still going, even louder than before. I sat for a while, taking recordings of the noise on my phone and researching what it could be. Now, it's been about 10, maybe 15 minutes before light. I hear the noise once in the distance where I had previously come from. Then, I immediately hear the noise on the hilltop less than 100 yards from me, and then complete silence. Everything, including the bugs, the birds, everything, went silent. That was the first time I have ever heard any noise like that, and the first time I've ever experienced such an odd, I guess, physical, but not really physical experience. It's hard to explain. It was like I could feel the energy all around me being sucked out of the forest. Before you go and say it was something blowing in the wind, there was no wind that morning. None at all. There are no oil rigs in the area either that could have made the noises. Does anyone know what this could possibly have been? I have a Native American friend that I showed the recording to, and he said it sounded like a Native American flute, but I'm not too sure. Any help would be very much appreciated, and thank you, Swamp, for sharing my story. One of my major hobbies is hunting and fishing, and I love to do it, but there have been several times where I have gone hunting and seen some strange things. The one I remember the most, and still freaks me out today, is where I saw something that made me freeze in place. I just turned 16 at the time and lived in Crown Point, Indiana, by a whole bunch of woods a mile or so from my house. I decided to go out hunting when I got off work since it was opening day. It was slow when I went out, which I wasn't surprised since any time I went out later in the day, I wouldn't see any deer, but I had a feeling that I might since it was getting darker. I sat down for another 2 hours, and I was about to leave since the sun was setting and I didn't want to get lost. So, feeling that it would be best just to get out of there, I started heading back to my car, since it would probably be pitch black by the time I got there. So, I was about to get my gun hanging on a rope above my stand on a branch when I noticed something peculiar. I sat back in the stand and stared at this light bouncing up and down through the woods, and then started going at a full speed right ahead of me. At first, I thought it might be a tracker on a deer, since some people might put trackers on deer that they feed so that when they get big, they can shoot them. Anyways, it startled me, but then I just figured that whatever it was wouldn't bother me, hopefully. So I just continued getting my gun down. When I finished and went to walk down the stand, I almost fell completely. The light was brighter, so I knew it was closer, and it was running and bouncing to the right of me. It got as close as 4 yards, and I knew it wasn't a deer because there was no noise whatsoever. I finally just looked in front of me and actually ran at full speed. When I got to my car, I was still in a daze and drove home. I didn't really say anything because many people wouldn't believe me and would probably think I'm insane, but this was actually my second most scary experience. There was another I had in a hotel in Chicago, but, you know, I don't want to talk about that since it's not relevant. This was not a lightning bug, and it was not a flashlight or a tracker. It was the size of my fist, and it seemed to have no sense of gravity. It just was so fast and could move any way it wanted to. I just wanted to finally tell a whole bunch of people and see if they have experienced anything like this. Does anybody know anything about lights in the woods and what it could possibly be or mean? These are a few short experiences I have had while hunting over the past few years. This first one was when I was hunting in a tower. I put up about a year ago, and then I heard a noise from the ladder. I then noticed there were footsteps coming up the ladder. I had my gun with me, but I couldn't honestly use it on a human, obviously. I saw a head peek at me. Then it rolled to me. I noticed it was a head that someone cut off. I grabbed my gun and aimed down the ladder. There was nobody on the ladder, but I heard someone running towards the woods. So I grabbed my bag and ammo, and I ran to my car, driving as fast as I could. I went all the way home, and when I got home, I made sure everything was locked, and before going to bed, I called the police to let them know what I had seen. This next story happened about a year later. I was walking to my stand early one morning, like an hour before sunup, and I started hearing footsteps behind me. I thought I was just tripping, because honestly, what happened a year earlier still kind of had me shook in the back of my head. It's not every day somebody throws a deer head on your stand. Anyways, who hasn't thought they've heard scary noises in the dark? But it very quickly became apparent that they weren't just echoes or anything like that. I spun around and brought my gun up, but my headlight reflected off my scope and I got blinded. I heard the footsteps move off the trail, but I couldn't see anything. As I started moving again, a light appeared to the woods to my right, paralleling me about 75 yards away. It continued alongside me for about 50 to 100 yards before I cut my headlight off, at which point it swept back and forth, then clicked off. At this point, I was crouched down with my gun up, and I could hear two male voices whispering to each other, then nothing. I crept to my stand and felt safer with my back to a tree and looking out over the trail I came in on, but I never saw any deer. When it was time for lunch, I climbed down the ladder stand and checked a rub line maybe 100 yards to my left for activity. When I got back, there was a dead rabbit at the base of my stand. Its head had been neatly cut off, and the wound was still steaming. The rabbit was limp, but there was no blood or footprints anywhere near. There are many stories I could share with you, but I will tell you a bit about myself first. I am Russian. I grew up frequently visiting my grandfather and grandmother in a small village in eastern Siberia. When I was 16, I moved with my mother to the United States. When I was 19, I joined the US Army. My MOS is 11B Infantry. I am stationed at Fort Stewart. That's some short info about me. I will not tell right now of all the weird stuff that happened to me growing up and hunting with my grandfather in Siberia, because some things are still unclear for me and I'm waiting on responses from my childhood friend from back home. I will tell you one story that happened to me during training in the swamps of Fort Stewart though. My brigade just returned from NTC and my battalion was voluntold that all infantry companies will be going to expert infantryman trials, even though it usually was a volunteer event. So I'll cut the military stuff and I'll talk about what is important for the story. So, one of the events for EIB, Expert Infantryman Badge, is land navigation day and night. During the day, I got an easy lane that had only 2 points in swamps. But during the night, my whole course was in swamps where water was up to the chest. When I started my lane, I ended up with my squad leader, who had points similar to mine, so we decided to walk together, especially because during the day, there were many instances of people being chased by alligators. We got to this huge swamp full of red lights, of people looking for their points. Me and my squad leader both enter a swamp at around 0040 in the morning. There was no light from the moon because the sky was cloudy, and it started to drizzle a bit. We walked about a half a mile in the swamps before my squad leader quietly told me to stop and to listen. I've checked my compass, and judging from my pace count, I was really close to my point. While we were waiting, we heard someone walking parallel to us, then all of a sudden, he started running through the water towards us. It was another soldier. When he got near us, he shouted that he saw a gator, and we proceeded to all go together on shore. I was the last man in the file, and when I heard splashes behind me, I told everyone that the gator is probably on us and we need to move faster. During our movement, I actually started getting mad because of an alligator I failed to get to my point. So, I started cursing in Russian, quietly but for a good minute. When we got to the shore, I was already pretty angry. So to get out of the swamp, I went through the thick brush where one of the branches pulled on the band of my headlamp that I had in my hand to read the map, and it fell into the water. so I told my squad leader that I would try to recover my headlamp. I was quiet, but when I got near the surface of the water, I heard the voice coming from the darkness of the swamp, where we heard the splashes of what we assumed was an alligator. It was cuss words that I said earlier. It was not my voice, obviously, but whoever said that spoke perfect Russian without an accent, which was weird because I was the only Russian-speaking person in the whole battalion out here. My squad leader also heard that, so he flashed his white light at the spot from where the voice was coming from. But there was no person, or an alligator as we thought. My squad leader told me, "I will not go there. Screw this EIB." I followed him to the road. It was too weird, and I still don't know what it was, and I have never heard about any mythical creatures that could do something like this. Usually, in all the similar stories, the voice sounds like your own or some man or woman. But this voice was too weird and didn't sound human at all. Thanks for listening to these creepy and allegedly true hunting stories. I'm not really much of a hunter myself, but some of my family are, and they always have a good time. Maybe I should ask some of them if they've ever had any creepy experiences out there. I'm sure they have. I mean, spending hours and hours out in the woods surely will hold a few odd and unexplainable experiences, I'm sure. If you have a story you would like to share in a future video, whether it be a hunting story or something completely different, be sure to submit your story at swampdweller.net or the email you can find in the description down below. I would love to share your story with everyone here in the swamp. It's stories like yours that help keep this show going. If you enjoyed these stories, please hit that like button as it helps me out a ton. The more likes this video gets, the more YouTube promotes it to fresh new eyes. If you're new to the swamp, why not hit that subscribe button and turn on notifications to never miss a new video, as I upload them almost every single day in all things natural and supernatural. If you're not aware, you can download your favorite Swamp Dweller scary stories on iTunes, Spotify, and pretty much everywhere else you can find podcasts on the internet. It's definitely convenient if you don't have the money for YouTube Red. Thank you guys, as always, for supporting the swamp. We're getting very close to 140,000 swamp-dwelling creatures. As always, I'll see you guys soon with another creepy video. Oh, and if you made it all the way to the end, be sure to comment the code word, Jumping Clams, just to confuse everybody who didn't make it to the end, and so I know how many people did make it to the end. Thank you guys, as always.